The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, broadcasting live and in person. Got the machine fixed, the little Comrex machine that we use to broadcast through, so hopefully the sound's coming through pretty good. Sitting here in a hotel in the lobby off of off the breakfast area, the only place where there's an Ethernet connection in the hotel up in up at the Hampton Inn in Frostburg, Maryland, up in, I think that's Allegheny County. I think Frostburg is Allegheny County. Headed to Garrett County later this morning to help our guys do some paperwork as they measure white-tailed deer for the National Deer Association Mountain Maryland branch to put some in the record book for Maryland for bucks, bears, stags. Now, bucks, bears, stags, bucks-bears-stags is the official record keeper for Maryland big game, and that's white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer. So there's some good deer up here, believe it or not, people who haven't hunted up in Garrett County for a while. The folks at NDA have about 60,000 acres up here under their guidelines. 51 or so landowners manage their land under what used to be called QDMA, Quality Deer Management Practices, which means that you harvest enough antlerless deer, you let the bucks mature to about 3.5, 4.5 years old before you harvest them or older, and they have turned a deer population from what we used to call mountain laurel scrub bucks to some really nice deer. Now, there's always been good deer. There's always been deer that have been unreachable by human contact unless you really hunted and knew your woods and knew your woodsmanship and, you know, grew to incredible sizes, and those genetics are still here. But now they're letting these deer grow to maturity, which is pretty cool. So that's good. That's good. So I just got a call on my personal phone from my buddy Glenn in Chestertown. So, Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Oh, okay, I guess. And then for some reason my ankles are bothering me, but whatever.
All right. Yeah, well, sorry I had to cut you off, but the music was playing there on the show. So you called back on the studio line, which is great.
You're pretty low.
That's all right. That's all right. How you been?
Can
been all right?
Speak up. Turn your volume up a little bit or something.
Oh, I can turn my volume up. How's that? Any better?
Yeah, that's better. That's good.
Good. Okay, I'm still in the green. Mm-hmm. I can get in the red, but I don't want to get in the red. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you hear me now. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super duper. So how you been?
Yeah, okay, I guess. I know for some reason my ankles and upper part of my feet sometimes bother me. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it could be. You better get to the doctor. Could be circulation or something. You never know. So.
Yeah. My daughter's in, I guess you could call her, I guess like a nurse practitioner. Or, what they call it? I guess next thing to that.
I got you. Okay, that's fine. Like an R, not an RN, but a LPN, maybe, huh? Licensed practical nurse, something like that.
Medical assistant.
Oh, medical assistant. Okay, got you. I got you. Well, good. So, all right. Yeah. So, you got any activities planned? Are you gonna try and get out in deer season when it starts? Deer season starts here in about 3 weeks, September 5th. Of course, dove season comes in the first. I think that's a Monday. So, We're just looking forward to all that stuff. I was in the woods the other day setting the trail cameras up and not taking very many pictures with one of them. It's a little green yet, but the other one, I've got deer all over the camera. I got three little scrubby bucks in there that aren't much, and there goes one walking off the camera from this morning. But one of them, antler comes out of its head and then juts straight down in front of its ear. Mm. It's kind of a weird-looking thing. But the other side looks like a little knot of fingers sticking out. So it's very odd-looking deer, but it's all right. It's all right. So, but, yeah, there's three little bucks that run together. One of them's a three-point. He's tall, but, you know, he's young. And then there's the third one that's just got one little spike, and he's not even worth, you know. So it's just the gnarly one looks like it might have really suffered some injury or some sickness or something. I mean, it's all beat up like it was hit by a car. It looks like it's got, you know, can't tell in person or black and white, but it looks like it's got road rash on the one side, like it might have got hit, and doesn't look that healthy. But he's in there with the rest of them, so we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, morning, John B. I got your text. So I just want to welcome everybody to the show this morning. And Glenn, you got anything planned? You know, anything coming up soon you're going to go do?
Oh, no, what I can think of at the moment.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of stuff going on, so get out there and get active and do something.
Yeah. So I can get somebody to help me with it. I do got some mowing out to the farm where I hunt at today.
Okay.
And don't want the grass to get too high. I mean, you want some, but you want some.
Yeah.
Want to get it mowed down now.
So you need somebody with a brush hog or something to come out there.
Yeah, well, we got that. I mean.
You just need the
farm. The. Got that up to the farm. So.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
Still there.
Okay. Well, maybe somebody will call in and be able to provide some labor for you. If you put the word out, some people will really help you.
Mm-hmm.
You just need somebody to do it, huh?
Okay. For some reason, his daughter and brother don't want me driving the tractor anymore. No worry, I've been driving it, and I haven't had any problem with it, so I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you get it worked out. So,
yeah.
All right, man. We'll talk later. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody say hi.
All right. Thanks, man. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There's Glenn. Okay, so our contact number is still the same, 410-922-6680. The easy way to remember that is remember the station and the call letters, which is WCBM 680. That's also the phone number, 410-WCBM 680. Aaron is our producer, and he's all ready to go this morning. Folks are texting. Morning, John. Good morning, Sunshine. And we are here in Western Maryland again. Mid-August visit, like usual. Going to be headed down to the South Mountain Rescue Squad for a benefit dinner. And I'm going to buy some tickets. I bought some tickets last year. Wound up with two trail cameras and a brand new CVA Cascade 308 rifle in camo. So it was a very nice door prize or a very nice raffle ticket prize. So we'll support them again this year and see what happens. So, but I think we ought to get ready to take our first break. We are actually, in a minute, we'll do that. But I wanted to tell you we're giving away fishing tackle. It's a striped bass package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. If you'd like to win, all you have to do is call the radio show, 410-922-6680. go on the air with me. Well, leave your name and number with Aaron, and then go on the air with me and say, hey, I just want to get in a contest, or good morning, or whatever you want to say, just as long as you go on the air, that's fine. You can also enter by email. My email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors. The subject line should be lure contest or, you know, tackle contest or something like that. We're also accepting entries into the muzzleloader contest, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Giving away three CVA muzzleloaders, one September, one October, one November, and the folks at Hawk Optics, who you'll hear about in a minute, are providing a 3x9x40 special scope for muzzleloader or shotgun. It's a really nice scope. We field tested it. It works great, a lifetime guarantee. So they're giving us a scope for each one. And if you win, your muzzleloader will come equipped with a Hawk, H-A-W-K-E, 3x9x40 rifle scope. So that's a pretty good package to win by simply calling a radio show. So that being said, let me tell you about our friends at, guess where, Backyard Billy's. That's right. So, you know, summer's, I mean, it's going to be hot for a couple more months. You know that, right? You're going to have plenty of time to do family things in the backyard, little cookouts, maybe a birthday celebration, anniversaries, you know, that kind of thing. If you've got a crab feast going on or something like that, bring some neighbors over, bring your family over, and people are getting together. Well, you look at your backyard and you go, you know what? That old picnic table needs replaced. I need some new chairs for the deck, and I gotta get that barbecue grill up to date. So, where do you do all that at one time? Well, Backyard Billy's. You put it off long enough, summer's here, time to dress up that backyard for fun times. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs, 300-odd Adirondack chairs. Actually, there's about 1,000 there. This is an old commercial. There's about 1,000 Adirondack chairs in every color and style. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. That's Backyard Billy's backyard. In there, you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and dog kennels and chicken coops and pergolas and gazebos and everything else. Backyard Billy's will do free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside their showroom, excuse me, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Memphis, and more. A giant assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and all the other stuff that goes along with it. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Get there by taking Route 50 to Exit 44 in Graysonville if you're coming from the bridge. They're on Drummer Drive if you want to just put that in your GPS, Backyard Billy's Drummer Drive, and your car will take you right there. BackyardBillys.com is the website. Phone number 410-827-4500, 827-410-827-4500. Your backyard, it's going to look great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. ice reel by the bag or block. Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Now I know for certain you're the one I love. I'm through with flirting, just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
So that's one of my favorite Hank Jr. songs, and it's been recorded. Ain't Misbehaving has been recorded for many, 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 many moons. Fats Waller has a really, really good version of it, I think was in a movie. And every jazz and blues singer's recorded that, but that Hank Jr.'s the one I sing along with in my truck when I'm headed down the highway. So there you go. Let's talk to Judy in Catonsville. Good morning, Judy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing all right.
Right. I like that song, and I just want to extend my condolences. I've listened to you for a long time, and I know what you went through with your dear Robin, and
I think
about it every time I hear your voice, because I lost my dear husband 23 years ago.
Sure, sure.
doesn't get any easier. Well, it does get a little easier.
Well, I had kind of a double whammy the other day. On Sunday, it was August 10th, and that's when I lost Kathy 15 years ago. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, you know, you get through it. You keep your head down. You keep moving on. And the way my therapy is just keep busy. Stay on the road and keep talking to people and, you know. So, but I appreciate your kind words. Thank you so much.
So I guess I'm entered in the muzzleloader and the best.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear
that. In New England in September, so if I have some fish and tackle, maybe I'll get in the Striped Bass Derby they have on Martha's Vineyard every year. So.
Well, there you go, and there's some big fish up there.
A new car, that'd be fun, right?
There you go. Well, good luck to you on that. Yeah. So.
Okay, enjoy the show. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
Thanks for the call, Judy. You have a great one, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Speaking of striped bass, a couple things. Number one, we have September 8th coming up. The Talisman Therapeutic Riding Club is having their Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament and Crab Feast, and that's Monday morning. It all takes place at Fisherman's Crab Deck. Begins at 6 o'clock, so you got to get there early to get registered, get on your boat. We're fishing aboard the Tune of the Tide with our guest Mark, who was on the other day. And so $1,000 for the top rockfish wrangler. And the entry fees are all online. If you'd like me to email this information to you, this poster, I'll be glad to do it. Or go on the website, talismantherapeuticriding.org, and we look forward to going out there. There's also the 2025 Largest Catfish Contest. Now, I'm not sure what you get on that, but that looks exciting too. So there's some big old catfish out there in the Chesapeake Bay, no question about it. So the event supports all the efforts of the Talisman Therapeutic Riding group there in Graysonville to do their best to serve people with disabilities and maybe some learning disabilities and things like that to connect with the horses and, you know, give them a little better outlook. And we just appreciate everything they're doing. So. All right, let's see. Our number here, 410-922-6680. Chris in West Virginia, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Alan. I hope you are as well.
I am, thank you. Staying busy. Crazy week. Boy, I'll tell you, we were all over the place this week.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
What time things kick off up where you're at?
Let's see. We're measuring from about 10 o'clock on. There'll be people wandering around and doing stuff and buying tickets and so forth. The banquet kicks off at 4 o'clock. So if you get a chance to run up there, you know, I'd love to see you.
I'd love to do it, but I don't think I'll make it. But I hope you have a good turnout.
We usually have. I mean, the first year we went, we were overwhelmed. We measured 31 deer and 5 bears that year with two guys, and they started at 9:30 and 10 o'clock in the morning and measured straight through till 6 o'clock with no breaks. So, you know, it was great. It toned down a little bit since then, 20, 25 deer, something like that, which is reasonable to measure in a day's time for two fellows. So, but we're looking for bears up here in Western Maryland. Hopefully somebody will bring a bear skull in that'll measure up. So, by the way.
Yeah, I think it was the. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no. You remember we have a guest during deer season, a fellow by the name of Jonathan Trudeau, who's the mammal guy here. He lives in Western Maryland. He's in charge of the deer and the bear and everything else. Mm-hmm. Broke his foot this past week. So we don't know if he'll be a guest on the show here before too long or not, but he reached out the other day and he said he's got a couple bear skulls that somebody wants to bring in. So we'll see if they show up, but reached out to Jonathan yesterday, but it's brand new. So I have a feeling he is probably under pain management of some kind, not up to talking on the phone. So,
anyway. Yeah.
Yep.
I know, I think it was the second year of the bear hunt. I was chosen as a second, and we were hunting a property up there in Oakland. A buddy of mine, his family owned it, and one guy, he shot a real nice, I think, I want to say 326-pound sow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a nice bear. Big, I mean, gosh, we were trying to load that thing on the four-wheeler so we could get it back to the cabin. And
you need to call that guy.
The only way I can describe it is it's like picking up a 320-pound bag of water.
Yes, correct. Yep, they're nothing like a deer, that's for sure. Complete different.
No, indeed.
Complete different body structure. Of course, you know, 300-pound, a lot of that's fat, you know. So it's a bag of water is exactly the way to describe it, that's for sure. So, yeah. But
I don't know how much time I got, but you had touched on deer management.
Yeah.
When you opened your show.
Yeah.
I got a good friend here. He's a very good friend, a great guy, but he
says, brown and
never
down?
Shoot does, never shoot does, never no. shoot does.
That's the old Pennsylvania philosophy my uncles grew up with.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, 1 year he shot at least 3 bucks. And they're not... I mean, sure, any deer you kill is a trophy, but, you know, these are not really... When you've got 8-10 real nice mounts on your wall, and you're shooting a little 6-point...
I know.
But, I got a nice 8-point. I think it was a 6-point last year on camera.
Yeah.
And he's got nice long tines, but I've noticed down here all the deer have very narrow racks.
Huh, interesting. Very, very interesting. So, but sometimes those narrow ones can measure up depending on mass and tine length and everything else. I mean, that's just one measurement.
Indeed.
It's an inside spread. You know, everything else counts too. So, I had a 10-point on the property. I call him the Bully 10. I only saw him one time in my life. And he had big yellow horns. He was probably maybe 14 inches inside. But the mass and the tine length that he had, and he knew what he had because he was beating every other deer up. There were two other bucks in the bunch, and he just pounded them both. And I didn't get an opportunity at him. Or maybe I did. Maybe that's when I had a misfire. I can't remember. But I just, that deer is one I would have loved to, you know, love to tag. But, you know. But, yeah, you talk about shooting the does and stuff. I was sitting in a tree stand in Cecil County, and snow on the ground, first day of deer season. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm here for meat today. I'm not really here for a rack. So 5 deer came walking by me just across the property line. And I said, as soon as they step in the woods, you know, I'll take one of those nice does. And they stayed on the other side of the line. I mean, they were only 40 yards from me, but I'm not shooting a deer on somebody else's property. So they walked up the line. There's a guy beyond me in a tree stand. And I said, I can guarantee that guy's going to kill that spike and let those two bigger does just walk away. I mean, sure enough, I heard the shot. The deer turned around, came running back to me. I dropped one, the lead doe, and he shot the spike. Why? why? I never could understand that. My uncles would do the same thing. You know, generous does. You got 40, 50 does running through the field, and you pick out a spike. I don't understand it. So
I can't figure that out myself.
No, but that's how it goes. So hopefully that's changing a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I know Pennsylvania did a very good job. That one fella used to be managed their bear program.
Yep, Gary Alt.
He switched to the deer program and implemented antler restrictions and such, and really turned their hunting situation around, didn't he?
And got run out of Pennsylvania for his efforts.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did because of that philosophy. Yeah, Gary Alt was his name. Yep, he took grief from hunters.
Gosh, Alt, A-L-T?
A-L-T, yeah.
That's a big name down here. There's a lot of Alts down here.
Yeah, there is. But, yeah, Gary Alt was his name. And he faced so much opposition. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get off here and let someone else chat with you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Good day there, and I'm going to say hi to my buddy Teddy, and just God bless you, buddy, and as I said, have a good turnout.
All right. Thanks again. See ya.
Yep.
Yep. Bye-bye. Yeah, it came out January 4th, 2024. It's called Trials and Tribulations of Gary Ault and A.R., huntingpa.com. Good photographer, but he's... If you want to read about Gary Ault, there's plenty online about him. Like I said, he faced a lot of controversy over his QDMA practices that he wanted to implement in Pennsylvania, and it turned the deer herd around. It really did. So, you know, they're growing some tremendous deer in Pennsylvania. Any decent deer habitat will grow decent deer if you just give them a chance. So, you know, that's why... You know, when I hunt with Chris or anybody else, I don't make any restrictions on them. They want to shoot a 4-point, shoot a 4-point. But, you know, I had a nice deer come in, got by Chris last year, came in and bedded down 50 yards from him, big, wide 7-point. Just, you know, I knew there were better deer, bigger deer, and didn't shoot it. But, I've taken my share of average 2.5, 3.5-year-old deer, and, you know, it's my choice. And if I choose to let them walk, I choose to let them walk. But also know that, you know, there's not going to be a lot of deer on that property. And, you know, the effort is, and I would shoot a doe in a heartbeat. But just the way it is. But I know what the potential is. So I kind of hold out a little bit. Anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I think we'll take our second break right now. And... why don't we go ahead there, Aaron, and do our first live spot, which is Hawk Optics.
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
For whatever your pursuit, mid-range to long-range, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. Now, one of my personal favorites is the Vantage 3-9x40 Straight Wall Marksman. Featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards, the Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorite Hawk scopes is the Vantage 3-9x40 Slug Gun Muzzleloader Scope. That's the one that's coming on your muzzleloader. This scope can be calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched illuminated reticle and three holdover points. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. Clyde's Sports Shop. Since hunting season's right around the corner, we're going to start out with a couple of Browning guns. Now, Clyde, I was there yesterday, and the folks at Clyde's went in the back room, and they loaded up the gun rack. You can't stick another gun on the gun rack up there. And guess what? Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer as well. So I want you to take a look at the BLR Lightweight 81 Stainless Takedown BLR Browning Lever Rifle. The rifle quickly takes down into two parts, a non-reflected satin nickel receiver finish, a matte stainless steel barrel, gray laminate satin finish straight grip stock with checkering, beautiful gun, barrels drilled and tapped for an optional scout-style scope, mount, swivel studs, and True Glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. It is a beautiful gun, and the takedown feature is even better. Now for the center fire guy who wants, you know, a pretty quick follow-up shot, there's the BAR MK3. It's got a satin nickel receiver finish, a polished blue barrel, oil finish grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, high relief engraving. It is a Auto loader rifle comes in a lot of different calibers, shim adjustable for cast, on off, drop at the comb. It's a gorgeous firearm. And the A5 shotgun, brought it out in a 20 gauge this year. 20 gauge A5 Hunter, black anodized receiver finish, gloss finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip. It's got 18 lines per inch checkering, 3 choke tubes, fiber optic front sight, and ivory mid bead, ideal for hunting and sporting clays. It's a beautiful firearm. It's got that inertia drive system, so it's a good one. The A5, the BLR, and the BAR from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. Well, it could be Halethorpe, too, 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, area code 410, ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Open 7 days a week, firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website,
ChesapeakeSeedAndFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
That's Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, isn't it? I believe. Maybe Aaron's on a call. Can't take it right now. Anyway, 410-922-6680. Getting the fishing tackle contest with striped bass package. Atlantic States Marine Fisheries approved the Addendum 3. There'll be some public comments on that. It's online now, and we'll bring you more about where and when to do the public comments. But looks like they're shooting for a harvest reduction in the Chesapeake Bay, like 12%, restriction on commercial fishing, a reduced quota for commercial fishing in Chesapeake Bay. There's some discussion whether the commercial fish should be tagged at the time of catch or at the time of sale. And the intelligent thing to me would be the time of catch, and that's the way our guys do it, as opposed to the time of sale. That, you know, so that could lead to some bad stuff. But we'll discuss it. We'll get it out there. We'll talk about it with some fisheries folks, and I'm sure Lee will give us a call next hour and talk about it if he wants to talk about it. But right now, Lee's been on the perch and flounder. So we're looking forward to chatting with him a little later if he decides to call in. Right now, coming to you live from Allegheny County, the beautiful little town of Frostburg up here. Staying here at the Hampton and very accommodating. Last year, I don't know if you remember, but I certainly remember we couldn't connect through the room, through the TV set, the Ethernet and the TV set. So I'm sitting down here in the hallway where the office is, the restrooms. There's open doorway between me and the dining area, so breakfast starts at 6. I'm sure there'll be some early birds down here having something to eat. The coffee's right around the corner. I walked over there and had some coffee during the break, and so here we are up in beautiful Western Maryland. Well, actually, this is my home stomping grounds. I mean, I've been around, grew up. Well, when I was 14, we moved to Somerset County, Pennsylvania, right across the Pennsylvania line. Lived there till I was 30 when I moved to Maryland. So, you know, I bumped around this area, hunted in Garrett County a couple times. Shot my bear right up the road here in Friendsville. Friendsville, accident road. And so, you know, it's been kind of a stomping grounds. I've eaten at most of the restaurants around here. My parents from Berlin used to come down here to Frostburg to eat at Au Petit Paris French restaurant. And that is boarded up now. I mean, you can still see where it was, but there's a fence out there. And so I had dinner in town with one of our measures last night, Chuck Wilcox. Master Sergeant Chuck Wilcox was here. We talked about a lot of good stuff. We ate at the local tavern up here and had a good dinner. Had a brisket burger. So, you know, here we are on top of the mountain. A couple deer in the field across the way last night when we got back to the room. So, and, you know, Chuck's got his room and I've got mine. So that's a little background. We're going down to Garrett County today, to Oakland, to measure some deer and be with the guys. So let's, yeah, there we go, loud and clear. Very nice. Let's talk about Backyard Billy's one last time, and we'll maybe have time for another caller. How about that? So you've got one of those, like we did, had the home appraiser in the other day, had to do that for the estate. So he was looking at the fireplace. He said, gas fireplace? I said, yeah. You have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. We just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. So we fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and it's going strong. We love the remote control. We set the heat wherever we want it. Kicks on when it gets colder, kicks off when it gets warmer. And friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service from the folks at Hearth America and Backyard Billy's. The convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat, wonderful. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding brands of wood and pellet stoves, too, as well for your primary or your alternative heat source. Maybe you got a pole barn or a building you want to heat up. Well, a freestanding wood stove is the way to go. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Then you just turn right onto Drummer Drive where Backyard Billy's is located. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We have Marie in Baltimore. Good morning, Marie. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for your program. In Baltimore County, when exactly does deer hunting begin and end? Also, is there a price list? What should a landowner charge a hunter? Also, is there a list of hunters looking for a place to hunt, or a list of landowners looking for a hunter?
Well,
how do you find a hunter for your land?
Well, I got my hand in the air, Marie. So, did you leave your number with Aaron?
I did not. So you're looking for a place to hunt?
Yep. You hold on the line, and Aaron will come back to you and get your phone number. And to answer your question, there's a lot of different ways, but I'd rather talk to you in person about that, if that's okay with you, because we have very limited time here.
Yes, okay.
Okay?
Yes, so, thank you.
All right, hang on the phone, and Aaron will get your number from you.
Okay, great.
Thanks. Thank you, Marie. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's an interesting call. So, how about that? Very nice, Marie. She's looking for people to hunt. I guess Baltimore County and her area has probably got quite a few deer in it. I hear the music in the background. How about that? Well, how about this? Get out, stay safe. Remember, family is the most important thing you've got. Not health. Health is good, but wealth, nah. Just a good family. And hang on to them. Hold them close. They don't last forever sometimes. Love the Lord with all your heart, and we'll see you after the break. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.